Welcome to the Picture Poem Podcast for March 16th, 2009, brought to you from Eagle Valley in the high Willows of northeastern Oregon by Cliff Crego. Baptism. The preacher was new in town. He had his work cut out for him. That much he knew. In a land where rain is rare and drought common, it is hard to break the sacrament of living, holy water. But here it has been done with a vengeance and forgotten about long ago. Here at the village center stands no well, no fountain where a young man might first come to drink after returning from war, or where a midwife might go to wash her hands with the returning light of day. In its place, and this even a child can prophesy, will be a filthy parking lot and a phone that takes your money but doesn't work. The preacher was new in town. He had his work cut out for him. More than just a surfeit of funerals. He knew, although he couldn't quite say it in words, that this was a place where nothing was sacred anymore. Nothing about it. Not even water. And this in a land where rain is rare and drought is common. In the past, when there was still a place for horses next to the doors of the wooden church, beneath the deeply rooted broadleaf trees, the silver maples, the black walnuts, the elms, and when neatly dressed women of all ages still had a faint scent of hay in their hair, he reminded himself that people came in and that people went out with the church. Now they just go out. That much he knew. That much he knew for sure. Veteran. See that guy over there? Under the bridge? He was commander in chief. They took away his stars. The other guys don't like him much. He gave the orders. They dropped the bombs. In hell on earth, they stand around and share the same fire. He's at the bottom of their ladder of honor. The bottom. Hell has its rules, as Virgil knew. The others tell him their stories. He still doesn't listen. They recite by heart on cloudy nights the speeches of the commanders of Troy, as they breached the ramparts guarding the Greek ships, that real men have a duty to fight with the men they command. They sing verses from Mutter Courage, and repeat again and again Vonnegut's healing reverse of the fire bombings of Dresden. Planes flying backwards, weapons deconstructed, laid to rest in the earth. He still doesn't listen. He never did. He gave the orders. they dropped the bombs. Weather in the West. 3 months of hot as hell, 3 months of cold as hell, and 3 months of Lord knows what in between. Alpine geometry. Horizontal lines of water, vertical lines of trees. Everything else, fractals in between. Beware. In every capitalist's office is a graph that charts the price of gold against the value of democracy. Once the two lines cross, let the republic beware. Tragedy of the West. Barb on wire, barb on plant. A creationist? One who believes in mules, but not in donkeys and horses. Tempo of change. What are avalanches and what snow to the wings of a raven? What is drought to the morning dewdrops of the field mouse? Perched on constant alert, some of Earth's creations are more ready for sudden change than others. Who said that? Change? Future crisis. Who would not rather face the sun than the storm building behind us? Crisis in photography. If there's a crisis in photography, then it's to be found in the outmoded, out-of-focus worldview behind the lens. The Vagabond of the Grand Exile, for Maurice Chappé. There he stands on the dam he helped to build, defiant voice of the river that no longer flows, spirit caretaker of the eternal snows, witness of a great valley's slow but steady decline. Gone are the meadows, gone are the shepherd's huts, gone are the silent ways of alpine winter. The stars of Orion no longer guide us to the chamois retreat, to the slopes of the rusty rose. All fade in the bright lights of rented chalets, in the endless highways of sugar snow. Swish goes the scythe of the banker in tourist land, whetted on the bent backs of mountain farmers. Tout fini, he cries, the words fracturing in crystals of frozen ice, a rainbow avalanche of light. Winter paths, deep snow. the blank page of freshly fallen snow, where shall our first new path begin? How deep snow heals! The old wreck of a car is gone, almost gone, the cross. In one single night, the rudeness of machines in straight lines is erased. Children in snow go together, try, make, break, play, angel, snowman, wings. Cars hate snow. Stuck, skid, flip, swerve, won't start, crash. Oh my God, I'll be late. Snow means slow, quiet, peaceful. Cars mean fast, heavy, get out of the way. When two movements bite or fight each other, this is called contradiction. The field mouse tracks go hop hop. Straight line of tail never leaves the snow. The snow machine's tracks cut ruts in the snow. Its sound, smell, carry miles. The silence of snow is deep. If we listen, we too become silent. Overcast again, new snow tomorrow. Good day for lichens in buds. If snow comes and goes in winter, then you're not in the right place for snow. The white death of snow comes fast. He went to the barn and never came back. The way of snow shows, never trust the man who is absolutely sure. Today's traverse may be tomorrow's trap. How hard this art of waiting. After storm, new snow. All the old paths are gone. Time to begin once more. See the primrose nested on south-facing rock. The patience of deep snow. Fasnacht, the night of mountain carnival. Drumming out the bad spirits of mean man winter, screeching at them with a horror of horns and pipes, marching down cobblestone streets and under bridges where monstrous demons tend to congregate. This is the music of the anti-divine, anarchy's orgy against an excess of sanitas, recompense for the far too much of not enough, where all is fire, all is noise, where all is chaos. When Kronos readies to castrate the patriarch, the Pope belches and strokes the buttocks of his favorite Swiss guard. Let the wretches have their night of fun. But the children know better. Faces painted for a holy war, they take to the streets. This is the night that shall balance all the rest. The string. Between the peg of nature and the pin of culture, I span my string. A balance of back and forth, not too tense, not too slack. With art and luck, my string will sing.